B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Three hunters were injured Monday in two separate grizzly bear attacks on the west side of Gravelly Mountains. Gravelly Mountains.
Whoa.
Yeah, the three survivors sustained moderate to severe injuries. Both attacks involved a single bear, but it's not clear at this point whether the same bear was involved. Wardens are asking hunters to leave that particular area.
I have a twin brother.
That's a good excuse, right? The first attack happened at about 7:30 a.m. on Monday. A bear charged two bow hunters as they were heading south. Both hunters were injured, but were able to drive the bear away and get medical treatment. The two hunters came actually into a sporting goods store dressed in their hospital gowns looking for new clothing. An employee that the men said that the men had said that they were able to deploy bear spray, which ultimately drove the bear off. So it worked.
That's amazing.
The second attack happened in the same general area about 6:30 in the evening, though, as two adult male hunters were headed north. One of the hunters was injured before they drove the bear away, and they're continuing to investigate the attacks. And the authority said that there are more details will be provided as they do become available.
Sounds like it might be one bear because the bear, you know, like even a grizzly bear will be frightened away by someone who knows what they're doing, like a bell or a whistle or whatever.
Yeah.
They usually don't just out of the blue attack people.
I have another grizzly bear story.
If you want to be a bear, be a grizzly.
You remember that?
What is that from?
It's from Cannonball Run.
Oh, my God. No, I don't remember that.
It's true, though. It's a very sage advice.
But it's not every day that a man tries to fight a grizzly bear. It appears that's what happened in Banff National Park when Devin Mitzwing got out of his truck shirtless and began shouting at a young grizzly while in a boxing stance before charging at it, according to an eyewitness to the incident.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Caught on camera by a couple of nearby photographers who were taking pictures of the lone grazing grizzly on Highway 93.
So I'm gonna kill him, and then I'm going to feel terrible because he's obviously deranged.
And Royal Canadian Mounted Police, after the incident, Mitzwing was later located by the police and a park warden and charged under the National Parks Act for disturbing wildlife in a national park. So after two previous missed court dates, the case finally came to trial Friday morning with Judge George Gashler.
What a name.
Finding
finding
the Saskatchewan man guilty and imposing a $4,000 fine. The judge said, "It is abundantly clear this is a disturbance of grizzly bear, and I find Mr. Mitzwing guilty." While he was at the courthouse before the doors officially opened, he left to run some errands and grab some food, resulting in his absence from that morning trial. But it was decided he's going to have until October 16th to pay the fine.
What an idiot.
Yeah,
stop exactly. Bothering the grizzly bears.
Yeah, there's a picture Nick has of this moron doing this, so whatever. They are out there, idiots. An Australian hiker described Wednesday how he had to carry his leg as he crawled for 2 days to get help after it, quote, clean snapped in half.
Whoa.
Unbelievable. As he fell down a waterfall.
Unbelievable. Just like your story, Nick.
I had this sent to me quite a few times yesterday.
Crawled for 2 days.
Yeah.
Neil Parker told reporters from his hospital bed that he smashed into rocks after falling 20 feet in isolated Australian woodland on Sunday, snapping his lower left leg and breaking a wrist.
Oh, my God.
He had no cell phone reception to ask for aid and soon dropped his phone in a creek, forcing him to painfully crawl to find help during what was supposed to have been a pleasant 3-hour hike near Brisbane. He said, "My left foot just below my ankle clean snapped in half, so the whole bottom of my leg came loose," he said.
It's just hanging freely within the skin.
I guess so. He said, "I had to carry my leg, and legs are very heavy when they're not connected to anything, and trying to pick it up and get over rocks." He started scrambling and lifting inch by inch, having to stop every 3 feet or so because of the pain from his injuries. Parker, an experienced hiker and guide, made a makeshift splint for his leg with snake bite bandages and walking poles from his kit. He said that it took him 2 days to get just 2 miles for help.
It's unbelievable.
Admitting, he said, "I was thinking that I was never going to get out of here." But thinking about his family is what gave him the strength to keep on going.
The story would have turned out differently had he been a broadcaster.
Yeah. Yes. He survived by eating a protein bar and lollipops and also had painkillers in his pack. He said people in the club ask, why do you carry 10 kilos of equipment every time you go out for a walk? Well, this is the reason.
So you're saying down in Brisbane, lollipops and protein bars grow naturally?
Yeah, they do. He just found them in the wild. A rescue helicopter finally spotted him Tuesday afternoon and winched him to safety.
Hey, look at this lollipop bush.
He's due to have surgery, by the way. So, wow, that's messed up.
That's, how could you keep from vomiting looking at your leg dangling freely within its own skin?
I don't want to. Yeah. Bowling Green, Kentucky Police Department is investigating an incident in which a woman found another woman in her trunk when she stopped for gas. Law enforcement officers talked to the woman who had been in the trunk of the car, and she's unharmed.
Do you keep a spare woman in your trunk?
You know, for emergencies.
Yeah, yeah.
God,
I'm feeling horny.
The police spokesman said, we have processed the car, and our detectives are attempting to learn why the female was in the car.
Not even an indication of how she ended up there?
No one's been charged with a crime. No other information was released, and the two women did not know each other. So, yeah, it's kind of wild. All right, and then one last story. I do like this one. The University of Michigan's infamous North Campus turkey appears to have strutted its way into the great beyond.
Oh.
Actually, I don't like this story. I thought this was a different story.
Here's a heartwarming story about a dead animal.
I didn't mean to end with this one.
If you can bring the children in onto the room and have them gather around the radio, I have a heartwarming story about a turkey that was beaten to death with a hammer.
That was a totally different story than I thought I was going to go to. Well, after they were unable to shoo the territorial bird away from the area surrounding the UM Transportation Research Institute, and based on reports of aggressive behavior that included chasing bicyclists, walkers, and joggers, Ann Arbor police requested the Department of Natural Resources permanently take care of the problem. A DNR officer accompanied by police shot and killed the gobbler on Monday.
DNR officer, Turkey Division.
It wasn't entirely clear if it was the same turkey that was accused of attacking passersby last spring. Police speculated in May that the turkey, which was making the social media rounds at the time, may have been hit and killed by a passing car.
Oh. The turkey had a social media account?
A spokeswoman who works in a campus building nearby said he wasn't aggressive, but he could be perceived as being aggressive. He would walk up to people, and people would try to take his picture. So we were concerned, and we wanted to move him someplace out of harm's way.
Well, they tried.
And they said we were very surprised when yesterday morning law enforcement was seen chasing the turkey, and then we heard shots, and that was it. So they didn't want him to kill the turkey.
No.
The woman said that she made calls to try and figure out what happened. She said she called the city, and finally the city said that we should contact DNR, and we finally got back from DNR. When they finally got back to us, they told us that they had been contacted by the city by the police to euthanize the turkey as he was deemed a menace. So, what a wonderful
I left
story.
For like an hour to go get a turkey sandwich, and I come back and my turkey's dead.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Well, as if running a marathon isn't hard enough, a mom crossed the finish line pushing her three kids in a stroller. Cynthia Arnold managed to conquer the race, listen to this, in just over 3 hours.
Wow, pushing a stroller.
Despite having to push a three-kid load and push chair, altogether weighing 185 pounds. That's unreal.
Is it possible this was a motorized stroller? Right. And she was actually just being dragged.
Pulling her along? The 35-year-old finished in 3 hours, 11 minutes after pushing her children, who were 6, 4, and 1 years old, throughout the entire race.
One kid was 6, 4?
Women's Health Magazine. No, they were 6, 4, and 1 years old. Women's Health Magazine reports that the mom's feat at the Missoula Marathon means that she has unofficially broken the Guinness World Record for fastest marathon ran while pushing a triple-person stroller. She told Runner's World Magazine that her kids enjoy the race as much as she did. While the mom powers through her paces, the three kids often take a nap while it's going on.
Yeah.
The crowd was amazingly supportive. She said, I was moved by how many people were cheering me and knew what my goal was on race day. One woman called out, I've been reading about you all year. Go, Mom. Last year, she broke the record for the fastest half marathon while pushing a triple stroller at the Missoula Half Marathon. And in this year's marathon, she faced the dual challenge of finishing the 26.2-mile race in under 4 hours and 6 minutes, all the while pushing her older, heavier children. And she did it in less than 3 hours,
now,
man.
The trick is, can she do an Ironman competition with the swimming?
Swim with them on her back? She reportedly began training for the marathon last winter on with 20-mile trial runs. And she switched between training alone and taking her kids along for the runs, usually limited to about 10 miles. She reportedly only completed one 17-mile-long run with her three kids in the push chair before attempting the marathon. I got to make sure that's right. 3 hours? Is that because in here it says 4:06. Anyway.
Well, then let's just say 7 hours.
Yeah, it was roughly 7 hours.
No, so, but those jogging strollers that you see, the bit with the big wheels on it, they book along.
Yeah, they do. We used to have one. A dramatic video showed a toddler who had crawled out of a 13th-floor New York City apartment window before his teenage sister managed to save him. The three-year-old child was seen on video resting on top of an air conditioning unit jutting out of the window of a Bronx apartment window below. Yeah.
Horrific.
Yeah, in the video, which
it's like
was
Baby's Day Out,
which was shot from the ground below.
Was there a gorilla involved?
People can be heard yelling and attempting to encourage the child to go back inside. Jennifer Mayers, who recorded the video, said it was unbelievable and that her heart was in panic. She also took action, running into the building to bang on the apartment door. She said, we just rushed inside because the family had no idea that the baby was outside. The child's mother said that she had been cooking dinner and periodically checked on her toddler and his older brother, who were watching TV in the living room. Her child had pushed out a plastic covering connected to their AC unit and crawled out of the window.
Oh, man.
She tearfully expressed gratitude to her teenage daughter, who is credited with grabbing the child before he could fall. Wow. Deputies arrested a naked man on Thursday after a bizarre rampage in which he allegedly broke in and vandalized a church and then ran out onto the freeway. The incident began around 9 a.m. at the Church of the Nazarene when the suspect, Kit Kipnis, was seen on surveillance footage breaking in through a window.
Kit, what are you up to?
Pastor Josh Johnson said that he heard the glass shatter and called 911 when an alarm went off.
I'm naked!
He said the suspect had used a fire extinguisher and was listening to a radio. Johnson said the radio was on full blast as the man vandalized the back part of the church, writing his mother's personal information on...
Trying to win money, Shark!
He was... He wrote his mother's personal information on several chairs.
What's that about?
The intruder, who the pastor said had no ties to the church, then ran out onto the freeway, stripping off his clothes in the process. A deputy located the suspect on the freeway. The deputy and passersby had detained him. By the time he was arrested, he had stripped down to nothing but what appeared to be a sports bra as underwear.
He was wearing a sports bra.
And ranting about the government.
Okay.
So, yeah. Odd guy. All right, one last story, and then we will wrap it up. Some people are afraid of bears and roller coasters, and other are afraid of food. April Griffiths has severe food phobia and experiences extreme anxiety at the thought of eating anything other than a cheese sandwich.
That's all she eats?
Yeah, she's from
cheese sandwiches.
A town in England, and says, every time I attempt to try new things, I have a panic attack. My whole body begins to shake, and I am terribly nervous. I've tried to eat pea-sized portions of rice, pasta, or vegetables. I have never been able to swallow it without throwing up.
Wow. Why cheese sandwiches? Any idea?
Don't know. She says that she's gone through years.
Because I like cheese.
Why do you think that is?
Because I like cheese.
She says
I don't like beans or pasta.
She's gone through years of counseling and has been unable to overcome her phobia.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.